man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, it's 28-28 before the top of the hour, and Gary C is being brought to you by Radio One Fest, powered by BlackPlanetRadio.com. It's going down in Miami on Saturday, July 7th. We got performances by T.I., Young Jeezy, Wale, and more. Get tickets now at RadioOneFest.com, brought to you by City Trends, the Platinum League, and the U.S. Army. Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Monday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Will Smith is back in the news. Now, we know they were saying that Will Smith and his bill. What's the bill for this early?
There's an H in that name.
Yeah.
Y'all know who?
Don't worry about it, Gary.
You said Will Smith.
Well, whatever the damn name is, you know who. Don't come in with this. But anyway, y'all, Will Smith was in. He was out in the Ukraine, y'all, promoting his new movie, Men in Black 3, y'all. And some reporter decided, y'all, that he wanted to kiss Will Smith. Y'all, here's what went down.
Hey, come on, man. What the hell is your problem, buddy? All right. Hey, sorry. You said kiss me in my mouth. Joking. Lucky I ain't sucker punching. No, sorry. I said that on camera.
That was very mean and rude. Why did he do that to this guy? I mean, that guy, they say he's used to kissing on celebrities. I mean, think about it. Now, Spencer Kate, you kiss men in the mouth. So what would be wrong with that?
Hold on, back up.
I mean, you never kissed a guy before?
The guy I kissed in the mouth was my son when he was 3 months old.
Oh, well, that's still a guy. But anyway, child, honey, Will Smith, honey, that guy is going to file a multi-million-dollar lawsuit, y'all. So we're going to follow that story.
You can't just run up on people and kiss them.
Well, if they do that in their country. Well, if they do that in their country, Corey, that's what happens, y'all. But anyway, honey, we're going to follow that story, y'all. Moving on, another celebrity news, y'all. Bobby Christina, y'all. Oh, my God. Did y'all watch the Billboard Award last night? It was very touching, y'all. They were saying, y'all, that Bobby Christina, y'all, provided one of the most touching moments at the Billboards. And here's how it went down.
I just really want to say thank you to everyone who supported us through it all. Not just from when it was good, but when it was bad, too. Just everything. Thank you so much for showing that much love. She deserved it. I'm just blessed to have been in such an incredible woman's life. There will never be another one, ever. And I thank you, all of you, the fans, everyone. Thank you so much.
Little Bobby Christina, she looked beautiful. She was wearing a beautiful turquoise.
It was purplish, like, wasn't it?
Yes, and it looked like an Hervé Leger dress. But now Aunt Pat was on the stage with her, and a lot of people saying, y'all, that Aunt Pat was a little disturbed because it was being reported that Aunt Pat and Bobby Christina was, you know, tipping about who was going to receive the award, because Aunt Pat wanted to receive the award, but they're saying that the producer of the show wanted Bobby Christina to do it. They said they did not want Aunt Pat receiving awards promoting her candles. So I don't know, child, but anyway.
I heard Bobby Christina only takes showers now.
What?
That is
Corey.
Funny.
Anyway, the Kahlua today, y'all. Well, what's she supposed to do, Corey?
My goodness.
She got a babe.
Go on.
The Kahlua today, y'all, is indigo. On the high end, you say indigo, and on the low end, say beautiful turquoise. It's a great Kahlua. Nice blue.